What does love look like? I get to see it every time on Sunday as I watch all of you. And I always think, the first thing I always think of is parents, moms and dads taking care of their kids at different stages of, you know, whatever their child needs in the moment, whether they're little ones or in between. Parents are constantly needing to be attentive to their children. I see parents, you know, because I can see you coming in, and I see moms and dads coming in, struggling to get those little ones in, sometimes late, and I just think, it's just amazing they made it. It's just amazing they made it today. How wonderful it is. And continuing to attend to them, you know, even just during the Mass and then afterward. I mean, our children are our greatest treasure. And so watching you love them in this way is always, it's just always what I think of first when I think about love. And, you know, of course, I think about my own parents as well, who worked years and years and years just so, both my parents only graduated high school and, you know, wanted to make sure my sister and I had every opportunity, and we did. And they had to work very hard for that. My dad, I still can't, now that I'm getting a little bit older, you know, thinking about my dad working his blue-collar job, you know, till he was 65, just amazed now even more so. All of the overtime and the extra work. And then he would come home and do more work, because he had to fix all of the stuff that I did wrong, you know, with my chores. And but he would. It was just he just worked, always worked. And but I know that he did all of this out of love for his family and for his home, and to make sure that, you know, we had a nice home and again, every opportunity. We had stability, etc. Love looks like that. Love looks like, you know, one kid who reaches out to that other kid who's being mistreated, you know, at school or somewhere else. They don't have to. They don't have to reach out to him, but they do, because they know that the one who is being mistreated can only be brought back if somebody reaches out to them. And so that kid reaches out and recognizes the inherent dignity of the other and brings them back, kind of risks even to do so. Love also looks like that. Love sometimes looks like great pain and desolation. When we lose someone we love so much and we feel that separation of death and we weep like we've never wept before, from the depths of our being, love looks like that also. Love, the greatest kind of love, there's all kinds of ways we could talk about love, but I think we would probably agree that the deepest love, the greatest love, is this love that emanates from the depths of the person outward toward another. And many times takes the form of sacrifice, giving up our needs, our wants, our desires for that other. And of course, on Good Friday, love looks like Jesus on the cross, who epitomizes in that act the depth of love that any human being or God could give. When he gives up his life for all of us, and, you know, not just in the abstract, God died for us, God died for you. He died for you specifically. Because he was God, his death takes on a very personal kind of reality, not just a sort of global reality, but a particular reality that God knew everyone before he even created them. And he knew all that we would do and all of the failures we would make, all of the sins we would commit. But nonetheless, from the depth of himself, he has loved us, even before he created us. He was willing to give up his life for you, specifically you. And when we can enter into that understanding that Jesus died for me and loves me in that moment, and when we can be in that place, I think we can really then open up for ourselves the great glory and goodness of what awaits after death, which is, of course, the resurrection and glory. So let us try on this day to really open ourselves to this deepening understanding of love that we would, of course, try to do it ourselves, but even more so this day, that we would accept it from Jesus, who gave us everything. Please stand.